Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now. Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Thursday, September 13th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here are a few stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. These are your Sunrise Headlines. Sheriff Chris Kaber spoke briefly at the county commissioners' meeting Tuesday about the need to find a stable method of funding Klamath County Sheriff's patrols. The office currently receives around $2 million per year from the county's Secure Rural Schools Fund, the same fund of federal money that Klamath Falls City Schools has requested a $4.5 million loan from to complete Klamath Union renovations. Ride the Rim returns this Saturday for its second weekend, offering a vehicle-free ride for cyclists, joggers, and walkers along the 33-mile Crater Lake National Park Rim Drive. Around 1,500 people participated in last weekend's event, and around the same are expected this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. The 6th Annual Klamath Independent Film Festival begins Friday with a gala at the Ross Ragland Theater, starting 3 days of film screenings at the Ragland and Pelican Cinemas, covering 7 feature-length films and 28 short films. The festival, organized each year by Klamath Film, welcomes completed films either made in Oregon or by filmmakers with Oregon roots. The Friends of Heart Mountain has been assisting with projects aimed at improving conditions for wildlife at the refuge in Lake County and wants to raise its profile and, they hope, recruit more volunteers. Members are wanted to assist with a variety of tasks, including work projects done in coordination with refuge staff. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Follow us across various social media sites and heraldandnews.com. Check back often for latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.